Today we will continue talking about the integers. We're really on solid ground now because we constructed the integers with our bare hands using the natural numbers and set theory, and we have verified that they act according to addition just as they should. Now we're going to look at the other arithmetic properties, which are subtraction and multiplication. We cannot look at division because in general you can't divide integers and stay inside the number system of integers. So let capital A be A comma B and capital C be C comma D, both integers, then we'll define their difference to be the equivalence class little a plus little d comma little b plus little c. We denote this difference by capital A minus capital C. Notice that we did not use subtraction of natural numbers in our definition of subtraction of integers because in general you can't subtract natural numbers. 3 minus 10 doesn't make any sense in the natural number system. So we had to be a little bit more devious in the way we define differences in the integers. Let's do an example. We calculate 8 minus 14. Now 8 is 1 comma 9, 14 is 3 comma 17, therefore 8 minus 14 is 1 plus 17, that's a plus d comma 9 plus 3, that's b plus c, that's 18, 12, which is minus 6, just what you'd expect. As a second example, let's calculate minus 4 take away minus 8. Now, minus 4 take away minus 8 is 6 comma 2 take away 13 comma 5, and that's 6 plus 5, which is a plus d, comma 2 plus 13, which is b plus c, and that's 11 comma 15, which is 4, and that's the answer that you expect. When we first learned that minus 4 take away minus 8 is equal to 4, the explanation given in high school is a bit mysterious. Why is a minus equal to a plus? But we no longer have to engage in that silliness because everything is built into the number system that we have constructed. Let us just for fun reminisce about how things were justified in high school. In high school, of course, you don't construct the number system. You just have it dropped on your head, so you have to use kind of artificial reasoning to make things work. So look at this. 18 plus the quantity 8 minus 14 is equal to 18 minus 14 plus 8, just moving the numbers around. And that's 4 plus 8, which is 12, which is 18 minus 6, which is 18 plus minus 6. Comparing the left side and the right side, we see that the 18s cancel, and you get 8 minus 14 is equal to minus 6. This reasoning is perfectly correct, but it presupposes the existence of a number system that, one, contains the negative integers, and two, obeys all the familiar laws of arithmetic. The advantage we have now is we've constructed a number system in which all these properties are just built in. Now let's look at multiplication. If A is capital A is little a comma little b, and capital C is little c comma little d, these are both integers, then we define their product to be capital A times capital C is little a times little d plus little b times little c, comma, little a times little c plus little b times little d. Now you may be surprised and confused by this complicated definition. Why didn't we just say that the product is a dot c comma b dot d? Well, that definition a dot c comma b dot d, first of all, doesn't give the right answer, and secondly, is not well defined. The motivation for the definition that I wrote down is that we think of a comma b as representing the integer b minus a, we think of c comma d as representing the integer d minus c, and if you multiply b minus a times d minus c using the distributive law, you will discover the formula that I wrote down for the product. Anyway, we'll treat the well-definedness of multiplication in the exercises. We'll now move on to some examples. Let's calculate the product of minus 3 and minus 6. Minus 3 times minus 6 is 5 comma 2. That's minus 3 times 9 comma 3. That's minus 6. And we get 5 times 3, that's AD, plus 2 times 9, that's BC, comma 5 times 9, that's AC, plus 2 times 3, that's BD, which is 33 comma 51, which is 18, and that's the answer you would have guessed. As a second example, let's multiply minus 5 times 12. Minus 5 is 7 comma 2, 12 is 1 comma 13. And this is equal, the product is equal to 7 times 13, that's A times D, plus 2 times 1, which is B times C, comma 7 times 1, which is A times C, plus 2 times 13, which is B times D, and that's 93 comma 33, which is minus 60, and that's the answer you could have anticipated. Finally, we'll show that 0 times any integer a equals 0. Let a equal a comma b, then 0 times a is 1 comma 1 times a comma b. 1 times comma 1 is, of course, 0. And this is 1 times little b plus 1 times little a, comma 1 times little a plus 1 times little b, which is a plus b, comma a plus b, and that's 0. One of the pleasant byproducts of our construction of the integers is we no longer have to give artificial explanations why any of the arithmetic properties hold. They're all just built in. Let's look now at a high school justification for multiplication. 3 times 8 is 6 minus 3 times 8, which is 6 times 8 minus 3 times 8. So 24 is equal 48 minus 3 times 8. Putting the 48 on the left-hand side gives minus 24 equals minus 3 times 8. Minus 48 equals minus 6 times 8 by a similar argument. Taking these two facts into account, we can calculate the quantity 8 minus 3 times the quantity 8 minus 6, which is 8 times 8 plus 8 times minus 6 plus minus 3 times 8 plus minus 3 times 6. Therefore, on the left-hand side, 8 minus 3 is 5. 8 minus 6 is 2, so 5 times 2 is 10. On the right-hand side, we have 64 minus 48 minus 24 plus minus 3 times minus 6. The 48 and the 24 combine to give you minus 72. We could move the 64 to the left-hand side, the minus 72 to the left-hand side to get 10 plus 72 minus 64 is minus 3 times minus 6, or 18 is minus 3 times minus 6. Again, this reasoning is perfectly correct, but it presupposes the existence of a number system, one that contains the negative integers, and two that obeys all the familiar laws of arithmetic. The advantage we have is we've built a number system with our bare hands from the natural numbers and set theory that has all the arithmetic properties built in. The integer z contained an element 0, which is 1, 1, and it is the additive identity in the sense that x plus 0 equals 0 plus x equals x for any integer x. Also, if y equals ab is any integer, then it has an additive inverse, minus y equals b comma a, which means that y plus minus y equals 0. As a result of these two facts, namely the additive identity and the additive inverse, the integer z form a group. We shall say more about groups, which are a very important mathematical topic, at the end of the course, if we have time. The integer system that we have constructed also contains a multiplicative identity. It is 1, which I can represent as 1, 2. In fact, if a equals a, b is any integer, then 1 times capital A equals a times capital 1 equals a. Let's calculate 1 times a. 1 times a is 1, 2 times a, b, which is 1 times b plus 2 times a, 1 times a plus 2 times b, which is b plus 2a, a plus 2b. Now, this may surprise you because what b plus 2a comma a plus 2b does not look like a comma b, but it represents the same integer because they're related to ab, because a plus 2b equals b plus b plus 2a. Of course, we will not discuss division for integers. I've already said that. In general, division of one integer by another makes no sense in the universe of the integers. More will be said about this in the exercises. In the rest of this class, we shall follow the standard mathematical custom of denoting the set of all integers by the symbol blackboard bold Z. We will write the integers down as equivalence classes, but in the usual way as a sequence of digits, minus 3, minus 2, minus 1, 0, 1, 2, 3, etc. The equivalence classes are a device that we use to construct the integers, but now that we have them, we may as well write them in the simple, familiar fashion that we've been using all our lives. In an exhaustive treatment of the existence of the integers, we would prove that addition and multiplication are commutative and associative, prove the distributive law, and so forth, but the purpose of this section is to demonstrate modes of logical thought rather than to be exhaustive. We shall say more about some of the elementary properties of the integers in the exercises, and that's the end of today's lesson. Thank you.